commercial with my Poulan Pro chainsaw running because I've personally tested my new Stinger ballistic sunglasses by wearing them while cutting up down trees from Hurricane Laura. And how did the Stinger sunglasses perform? Like Paul Bunyan himself designed them. Each pair of Stinger ballistic sunglasses is available in four different lens colors and comes in a stylish carrying case with lots of free accessories. You can rely on Stinger's soon-to-be legendary durability and their lifetime craftsmanship warranty. I give these glasses my complete endorsement. It's a quality product from a made-in-the-USA company, Stinger Edge. And the best part of my custom-styled Stinger Edge ballistic glasses? I wear them everywhere I would, regular sunglasses, and then some. Order your Stinger Edge ballistic glasses today at stngredge.com. That's stngredge.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the Book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. The FBI now has Hunter Biden's alleged laptop. Mitch McConnell says no deal. Nancy Pelosi says they'll have a deal before the election. And televangelist Pat Robertson on Tuesday said God told him who will prevail in the November 3rd presidential election. The FBI is in possession of the laptop purportedly belonging to Hunter Biden, which contained emails revealing his foreign business dealings, including contacts in Ukraine and China, two senior administration officials said Tuesday. The FBI declined to confirm or deny the existence of an investigation into the laptop or the emails, as is standard practice. According to sources, the FBI and Justice Department officials concur with an assessment from Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe that the laptop is not part of a Russian disinformation campaign targeting Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The emails in question were first obtained by the New York Post and in part revealed that Hunter Biden allegedly introduced his dad, the then vice president, to a top executive at Ukrainian natural gas firm Burmese Holdings less than a year before he pressured government officials in Ukraine to fire prosecutor Viktor Shokin, who was investigating the company's founder. The Justice Department Tuesday charged Google with stifling competition and harming consumers in online search and advertising in violation of antitrust laws. It is the most significant legal offensive since the landmark case against Microsoft nearly two decades ago. It's also the first action to result from investigations by the Justice Department, Congress, and state's attorneys general. A group of states is pursuing a separate inquiry. This is the first lawsuit following President Trump's pledge to take on the global influence of big tech. Attorney General William Barr is bringing the case before the election. 11 states have already joined it. Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, told Republican senators privately Tuesday he's advised the White House not to strike a deal with Speaker Nancy Pelosi on a new stimulus bill before Election Day, cautioning against reaching an agreement that most in the party can't accept. Mr. McConnell's counsel, confirmed by three Republicans familiar with his remarks, threw cold water on President Trump's increasingly urgent push to enact a fresh round of pandemic aid before he faces voters on November 3rd. It came just before Mrs. Pelosi's spokesman gave an upbeat assessment of talks on Tuesday between her and Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, saying they had found common ground as they moved closer to an agreement. Pelosi had said earlier Tuesday that she was optimistic a deal could be reached with the Trump administration in the coming days. Our saint of the day, he performed so many miracles that crowds flocked to him when it was discovered he was in any region. Quote of the day, a tribute to God, every good you've received. If you take credit for something that doesn't belong to you, you'll be guilty of theft. Saint Anthony of Padua. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Hilarion. He's an abbot and disciple of Saint Anthony the Great. He was born in Tabitha, Palestine, and was educated in Alexandria, Egypt. He stayed with Saint Anthony in the desert, therefore becoming a hermit near Gaza, Israel. In 356, Hilarion returned to St. Anthony in the Egyptian desert and found that his fame had spread there too. He fled to Sicily to escape notice, but he was traced there. The two went to Dalmatia, Croatia, and then to Cyprus. Hilarion performed so many miracles that crowds flocked to him when it was discovered he was in any region. He died on Cyprus, and his remains were secretly taken back to Palestine. His cult is now confined to local calendars. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson warned the state's voters who've held onto their ballots that they should not mail them in, but instead drop them off in person. Benson said those who don't hand deliver their ballot to a drop box or to their local clerk's office risk it not being counted by sending it through the mail. With just 2 weeks to go before Election Day, 1.5 million voters in the key battleground states still have not returned their ballots. Ballots in Michigan have to be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day. As of Tuesday, more than 3 million ballots had been requested. Michigan sent out ballot applications to every registered voter, and people can vote absentee for any reason. Another ballot box, a drop box in a majority Latino town in California, was set on fire Sunday night. It may have destroyed up to 100 ballots just a couple weeks before the election. L.A. County officials are investigating the fire. It took place in Baldwin Park. It's a suburb about 20 miles east of downtown L.A. with a nearly three-quarter Latino population. The county registrar's office has asked both the FBI and the attorney general to investigate the fire. Well, televangelist Pat Robertson Tuesday said God told him who is going to prevail in the November 3rd presidential election. And it is President Trump. First of all, I want to say without question, Trump is going to win the election, Robertson told his viewers during a segment on the 700 Club. The 90-year-old founder of the Christian Broadcasting Network, who's been a supporter and defender of the president, also made dire predictions about the end of the world. What I think very frankly is the only thing that will fulfill the word of Jesus is some kind of asteroid strike on the globe, he said. It's sudden destruction. It's not going to be some nuclear war. We're not going to be allowed to blow this earth up. God is going to bring a period of great peace, Robertson said. That is, until the asteroid hits. Robertson has made such prophecies before, and unfortunately he was wrong, or fortunately, however you look at it. In 1976, he did predict the world would end in 1982, and in 1990, his book, The New Millennium, he said the world would be destroyed on April 29, 2007. At the end of the segment, Robertson said, "I think it's time to pray." Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.